Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Lepp. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ad Liska. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ad Liska. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Wieland. And now, play ball. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp takes first base on ball four. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards right. Reynolds fields it and throws to second to catch Lepp for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Rice steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Watwood who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Liska fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lepp. Watwood reaches second base with a double. Kerr moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball towards right field. Rice fields the ball and throws to third. Bluge drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Bluge. Kerr tags and scores. Watwood tags and moves to third. Jolly tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Senators. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hayes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ad Liska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spencer. The throw from Kraus and he is safe. Spencer steals second. Ad Liska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liska strikes out. Two outs. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lepp takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Kraus and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hayes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Adliska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liska is 0-for-1 in the game. Liska strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Lep settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Liska fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Lep is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lep is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lep takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Rice reaches second base with a double. Lep moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lep scores. Rice moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Ed Walsh now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Bludge moves to second. It's 5-1, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krause. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Adliska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liska is 0 for 2 in the game. Liska strikes out. 1 out. Sam West pinch hits for George Lepp. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West now playing center field. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 5-2, Senators. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy is hit by the pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Calm now playing third base. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly throws the ball into Cecil who tags Goslin, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin strikes out. Kraus drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cronin out. 2 outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kraus hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ad Liska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liska is 0-for-3 in the game. Liska hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a line drive towards the mound. Liska catches it and throws to first to double up Reynolds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. West scores. Rice moves to third. It's 6-2, Senators. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to third and picks off Rice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krause takes first base on ball 4. Kahm moves to second. Art Shires pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Buck Krause. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first, with Liska covering, for the out. Kahm moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kerr strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.